Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Thursday morning. Well, we are loaded for bear. There's a lot going on. There's the AJ stuff. There's the Phillies-Dodgers stuff. I mean, there's a ton. We got Rob Thompson audio to play for you from yesterday, that interview. We're going to have Jason Kelce in here today. Obviously, the playoffs start in 2 days. The Eagles and the Broncos play in 3 days. So loaded for bear and happy to have you with us. And certainly you can join us on all of it at 215-592-9494. I mean, even at 8 o'clock, we continue the ticket giveaway contest for your chance to win Eagles-Broncos tickets. So be listening throughout the show. Richie Rich, good morning.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Did you know that there was an extinct Colossus penguin that was as tall as LeBron James?
What?
And it weighed the same as LeBron James. Is LeBron about 250?
A little
I'd
less,
probably
I
heavier.
Would think.
Yeah,
you think heavier?
He's like 6'9", 6'8".
Well, maybe 6'8".
I always underrate how tall and height goes together or weight goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, these Colossus penguins, they looked like penguins, but they stood 6'8", and they were 250 pounds.
Can they shoot?
Yeah, right.
they can swim.
Exactly. All right. Good morning to you. So. Let's start with the Phils, and then we'll get to the AJ stuff. If you missed it, fairly late last night. Although the game was over before the game was over.
They threatened several times, though, late.
Yeah,
but they couldn't
but
do anything.
It was over.
Hit.
Come on.
We all knew.
Look,
we knew.
I was excited when the Reds had the 2-0 lead. I'm thinking, all right, maybe they're going to do the Phils a favor. And then, you know, a few, I don't know, hour later, half hour later, it's 3-2 Dodgers, and away they go, and they win the game. All right, so.
The facade could no longer hold up.
Look, the Reds are a fairly average team.
They were outclassed.
And the Dodgers are, in my opinion, one of the two best teams in baseball. So here we go.
We're about to see the two best teams in baseball square off.
I think so, too.
I think so, too.
James, I agree with that. By the way, if you don't know, the Dodgers have now become the favorite not only to win the World Series, but obviously, as you would then think, to win this series. Slight favorite. So the Phillies, who had been the favorite, are now not. And it's the team coming in. And, of course, it's like, here we go again. Phillies-Dodgers, one of the great rivalries in postseason baseball they've had going back to 1950, going back to the 70s, going back to the Ryan Howard-Jimmy Chase group. I mean, this is going to be—
Into the night.
Yeah, this will be the fourth go-round of the Phillies-Dodgers in an era, if you will, because they used to play all the time in the playoffs. So here we go again.
It is the first time, though, with this run, though, which is neat.
Yeah, here we go again.
Yeah.
So, all right, let me tell you where I'm at. I'm going to be honest. I'm extremely concerned. Now, I will give you this.
Are you really?
I am, John.
Absolutely.
I will give you this phrase to describe my temperament. Cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
But maybe the better way to put it is very cautiously optimistic. And if you don't know, Ohtani is starting game one.
Yep. Theater, baby.
So,
cinema.
All right, John, what are you thinking?
I love the fact that we are the two best teams in the world, and we're squaring off, and we have home field. It's going to be close, but I think we're going to figure out a way to pull this out because we have what it takes this year. We had the secret sauce, that special ingredient that all combine and make a difference, but Harrison Bader is part of that secret sauce. You know, part of the fact that there's no ketchup in the secret sauce. I don't know if anyone knows that. That's a real amazing secret.
I don't know what that means.
Harrison Bates. Well, you would just assume
he's
that
saying
it's
there's
ketchup
no ketchup in the Big Mac sauce, I'm guessing.
That real Big Mac sauce. Yeah. Oh, that's it sauce. Does not have ketchup in it. Just that, you know, you're a fan of that sort of thing.
I am a fan.
Harrison Bader is a part of this recipe, and of course, we don't know how big a part. We're going to win this series because we have something more. We have something special this year. I know this is the Dodgers. I know they're a really good team. I also know that we match up well against them, and we won four of the six games that we played this season against this Dodger team. I know last year we fared well when we, you know, matched up against this Dodger team. We don't fear the Dodgers. The Dodgers should fear us. They're coming here, which makes a difference too. So we have the special something. We have restedness on our behalf. And we're going to take this to a team that, yes, they are fantastic. And I tip my hat to them a million times over. We don't fear them.
I kind of fear him, but hopefully the Phillies don't. I'll be honest, I do kind of fear him. But look, we'll take your thoughts and reaction to now knowing it's the Phils and Dodgers. I mean, this is a no-joke second-round series. The rare occurrence in my lifetime where I feel like it is the two best teams in a sport about to play in the second round, and one of those teams is one of our squads. So buckle up, guys. And Chris Sanchez, we need like two runs or less, buddy. Because Otani's on the other side, so rock and roll. All right, 215-592-9494.
Man.
I'm curious.
My eyes are getting like watery thinking about this. I can't even.
At a very basic level, what I'm asking everyone listening right now to do, if you're inclined to call, is just tell me what is your reaction knowing it's the Phils and Dodgers, period. What is your reaction? Also, if you were at the ballpark last night, give us the assessment of what happened with the intra-squad game. Pretty cool as the Phillies beat the Phillies last night. All right, so all of that
Powder
on the
Blues
table.
Came out on top.
Yeah, exactly. And James was there, and he'll give us the lowdown and all that good stuff. All right, let's get to AJ. So there's a lot going on yesterday, including, as we knew we would be, all ears to find out what AJ would say. Let's start as he started. I will just tell you this before we play audio. I was largely disappointed because I wanted more answers and more forthcomingness. Like, AJ, what exactly are you frustrated? I'm going to tell you this before we play audio. His main theme yesterday was, I'm frustrated because we're not playing to our standard. And I don't get the ball as much as I want, but I'm frustrated because we're not playing to our standard. And I hate when an athlete puts something out there and then gives you like a half answer or a half truth. And I felt like that's what we got yesterday. Now, with that said, I'm going to say this because it's very important. I understand why he didn't say all that was probably on his mind. Because if he did, it would probably further inflame the situation. So I understand why he didn't empty the bucket with information, but it's also, for me, a little frustrating because it's like you put it out there and then you give us like 50% of like what's really in your mind. All right, that's my assessment. But let's listen to the actual words as he started, because AJ, before he even fielded questions, had sort of like an opening statement, if you will. Wasn't reading off a card or anything, but he knew where he was headed with it. Here's what he said.
First off, I want to start out by saying, obviously, Sunday after the game, I let my frustrations boil over. I didn't speak to the media. I had a chance to correct my frustrations, and I continued to let it boil over. That's on me. You know, I take full accountability on that, posting that. My message on Twitter wasn't directed at anyone in the building. Not my coaches, not my quarterback, my GM, nobody. You know, like I said, I take full accountability. I have open communication with all my coaches and with my quarterback as well. Me and my coaches, KP, Nick, we discuss weekly about trying to get this thing on the same page. There you go.
All right, that's how he started. Now let's get to shortly after that. He was asked a good question. Essentially, what are you annoyed about? I mean, that's the main question. What are you annoyed about? Here's what he said.
What are your frustrations?
I think it's normal to have frustrations because of the standard that we hold ourselves to, you know, and we have a lot of talent on offense, and to be honest, you know, defense defense and special teams have been low-key carrying us, you know, and it's just like we need to clean up what we need to clean up and get on the same page and, you know, and play to the building that we say that we can and be who we are called to be. So it's a standard that we preach. And so, so it's easy to have that frustration. I think it's fair to have that frustration. But like I said, I just can't let that boil over. So.
All right, John, your assessment of what you heard. And there's more, and we're going to play it all as we move through the show. But, John, just based on that, which is the early part of what he said, what do you make of it?
I think it's thoughtful. I appreciate the things that he's saying there. He's saying it boiled over, and he, you know, regrets it and, you know, wants to move forward with it. I think that's nice. That's a good job by AJ. To start.
So do you understand my frustration? And I'm sure there's other fans out there with a similar frustration. It's like you put this out there and then you only, like, you know, a couple days ago, and then you only put this out there. And again, like, it's probably a wise course of action for him to only go halfway. You know, it is. But it's also irritating when someone doesn't really stand, like, on what they put out there. Like, I do not believe he is only frustrated that they're not playing to their quote standard. I actually just don't. I mean, does anybody believe that?
No.
That he's only, right, Rhea?
No.
He's not only frustrated with that.
No, he's either frustrated with the way the game's being called or the quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one or the other.
Exactly.
But he's not going to say
or,
it.
Or both.
Yeah, or both.
Or both.
Yeah.
So, Rhea, smart of him to handle it the way he did?
It was exactly what I expected. He would come out, you know, he came out and said, this is on me. You know, I appreciate it that, unlike some other athletes, he didn't come out and say, the media created this.
Right.
He knew.
Yeah, I agree.
He knows he created it.
Yeah, he did.
So I did appreciate that. But I also think he was very clear. You need to get me the ball.
He did. He did. And we'll get to that audio. I mean, he was talking about game on the line. I want the ball.
And he should.
Yeah. And they should. I agree. Yeah. James, your main takeaway from AJ.
I appreciated that he took accountability and said that multiple times. You know, I get your point, and I agree with it. I didn't expect him to come out and say, you know, I'm annoyed with Jalen or whatever he said. I thought it was fine. I appreciate they took accountability, but I don't think that this is some, like, it's solved. Like, I don't think right. that this is, all right, we're good. We can all move forward and everything's fine now.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is simmering. And I think this is something that if they don't get the passing game better, or if they do for a bit and it struggles again, we're going to see this again. Like,
yeah.
I don't think this is the end of it.
Well, and speaking of seeing it again, so we saw AJ a few hours after that with a social media post directed at Seth Joyner, because Seth said something yesterday. And then AJ tweeted at him, and then AJ took the tweet down, and then Seth tweeted back at AJ. And so, like, kind of round and round we go, sort of again. Now, in this case, it's better than, like, pointing fingers at your teammates or your coaches or whatever the heck AJ was initially doing. But the reality is that the dude chill on social media thing, that message that I'm sure they gave to him didn't get through because he went right back to social media. Now, he deleted it, but, like, it's out there, and here we go again. All right, we'll get to that storyline also. We'll give you the specific details on that. Like I said, there's a ton of things to do today. Jason Kelce will be with us at 7:30. What is your reaction to now knowing it's the Phillies and the Dodgers in the second round, the two teams that many consider the best in baseball, even though the Brewers had the best record? Your phone calls and all of it. 215-592-9494. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because with FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. Just visit FanDuel.com/JonR right now to get in on this Thursday's action. All you have to do is place an anytime touchdown scorer bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last TD of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/JonR, J-O-N-R, to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/JonR for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
All right, so AJ said a lot yesterday, and we will continue to play that audio. We also had Rob Thompson on the show yesterday. Covered a ton of ground. And we'll play a lot of that audio as well. But we want to get a ton of calls in here today. Going to give you a chance to win a cool prize. And look, the Phils and the Dodgers, that is a no-joke second-round mashup. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. A ton of things happening in Philly sports. And Ed in Phoenixville to kick us off. Ed, good morning, pal.
Good morning, team. Go Phils. I looked at my phone this morning because I didn't catch the end of the game. I kind of knew what the outcome was going to be, but yeah. I looked at it, had a deep exhale. Like, we got the Dodgers. Let's
yeah.
go.
Yeah, I think deep exhale is a good way to put it. It's a little scary. I mean, it just is.
Yeah, it just, but, and I was, it's funny because I was watching this early part of the game with my wife last night, and my eldest daughter just kind of giving us a hard time. She's like, why are you watching the Dodgers? It's not even the Phillies. And my wife, of all people, is like, shut up, honey. Ohtani's at bat. So, like, there's gonna be...
Love your wife.
That's great,
and
man.
There's going to be such a draw. He's the best baseball player on the planet. And then just there's going to be that aspect of it. And it's going to be hard to kind of not get caught up. And obviously, I don't want Ohtani to go off on us. But yeah. You kind of can understand if he does. Like, it's just that level.
Well,
of greatness,
you bring up an interesting point that I've already thought about. And it's going to be a fascinating offseason topic if the Phillies lose. Will people be as down on them?
Jack and I talked about this last night.
If they lose to the Dodgers, you know, like, they're bums, they can't win.
Like a five-game series, and they lose a tough series against the best team in the world. Like, you know.
It's not the same as losing to the Mets.
To Ed's point, I will say, though, and I wanted the Reds, but, you know, sports are supposed to be fun. This is fun, man.
Fun.
Shohei Ohtani pitching game one against Christopher Sanchez at Citizens Bank Park. Like, that's big, man.
Yeah.
Feels awesome.
And listen, Ed, you know the deal as a longtime fan, man. Those, like, Eagles-Patriots matchups, which happened twice in the Super Bowl, or Eagles-Chiefs, which have happened twice, or, you know, Phillies-Yankees, which happened once. And again, I'm going to championship round, but you get my point. Like, when you play that marquee team, it throws extra sizzle, man. It just does.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, the difference that, you know, 2 years ago we were puffing our chest. Then we got Ketel Marte. Last year we were puffing our chest. We got Mark Vientos. Like, there's none of that. This is Clash of the Titans, you know, best on best. Let's freaking go, man.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Ed, good call, man. Appreciate it as always. Let's get to Tom right now. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Morning. How are you? How is everybody?
Good.
Doing great, Tom.
Good deal. Hey, Joe, I was there in 1977, Black Friday, Bert Hooten, Davey Lopes.
Dude.
Horrible day.
Oh,
horrible.
What, that must have been awful.
I mean, talk about a 180. That went from being a celebration of my team. Looks like they're about to be a few outs from one game away from going to the World Series to not. Holy mackerel.
It was just downtime at the vet. You know what I would do? I would go 1-2-3 like they're doing Turner, Schwarber, Harper. I would put Bader at 4, Bohm at 5, Stott at 6, Realmuto at 7, just to mix it up a little bit. I think Bader would be okay in the cleanup spot.
So I do too, but I'll tell you this. Based on what Rob Thompson said yesterday, I feel pretty confident Bohm's going to be 4, and it actually wouldn't surprise me if Bader's as far down as 7. I think what Rob Thompson has to decide, because I think he's going to have either Stott or Marsh up there, probably Marsh, you know, either 5 or 6. What Rob Thompson's going to have to decide is, do I want JT, you know, 5, or do I want Bader 5? I think Marsh is in there somewhere. Look, Marsh could bat 5, and then you go righty-righty back-to-back 6 and 7. But the basic thing, I mean, let me ask you, John, who would you bat higher, JT or Bader?
You know, I feel very strongly about Harrison Bader impacting this team in any way possible.
Yeah.
And so I would prefer he be higher to get more at-bats.
Because they're key at-bats. That's if Bryce...
Boil it down.
That's if Bryce Harper walked and, like, let's say Bohm made an out, but there's still another out to go. There's 2 outs, and I got Harper on base because they pitched around him, and here's my 5-hole hitter. Who do I want? And
I think it's going to be Marsh.
And it could be Marsh.
I think it's almost, like, I would be shocked if it's not Marsh. Because he's going to go the righty-lefty there.
James, I still don't trust him.
I get it. And I won't in the moment, but, like, he has been one of their, like, three or four best hitters since May.
Marsh?
You know, he's been awesome.
Marsh?
I do too, because I feel those moments. Like, I know that I'll feel it, but he has been so much better. Yeah. Like,
credit to him. I mean, he's
got a hit off a lefty in the intra-squad game last night.
Does he definitely hit against every lefty, James?
No. No, I don't think so.
So who's that guy then?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't
who is that guy? Let's figure it out.
Well, who do they bring in that spot?
Well, no, let's say a left-handed... does he get the start against left-handed starters?
Yes, I think he gets the start. I don't know that he's in the five. I don't think he's in the five hole against a lefty starter. Okay. And for what it's worth, the Dodgers don't have any lefty starters.
Yeah,
throwing.
Yep.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One's critical. Game one's critical. They got to come out there hitting. You know, they got to come out there in game one. It's critical hit, and they need to win game one. This way, they don't get down. Real quick about Brown. You know, he was a second round pick to begin with Tennessee, and Tennessee jumped right on when we offered up a first round pick. I understand he's one of the best players on the team, but Hurts has got enough going on that he's got to worry about keeping him happy. I think something will happen at the end of the year. You know, where to possibly get rid of him. But if they're playing him man coverage on Surtain, the Eagles need to go to Brown in the middle of the field right from the beginning, especially if they're playing man. You don't ever hear Schmidt bitching and moaning about anything, you know?
Who's Schmidt? Smitty.
Schmidt.
Yeah, I thought Mike Schmidt suddenly was running a crossing route for the Phillies. Schmidt. I'm like, what's going on here? All right, Tom, I appreciate the call, pal. 2155. No, you don't hear Devontae say peep anything at all. You're right.
I can't imagine he's pleased either.
I can't either.
He doesn't say anything.
Yeah, no, I agree.
He's got less targets than AJ.
Yeah. Guys, so here's the facts. Last year, the Eagles were 29th in passing. This year, they're 31st. They're averaging like 140-something a game or whatever it is. I got to look up the number, but it's a very low number for modern football. And obviously, that's particularly concerning when it's not like last year where the running game was humming. So there's some issues there. Hey, 7 o'clock today, AMA. You ask, we answer. Get the questions in. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. We'll have some fun at AMA at 7 o'clock with AMA. Also, coming up next, a chance to win John Legend tickets today on the show. Some of what Rob Thompson said to us yesterday. His message to the team entering October. What he said, you'll hear that answer and phone calls on all these topics. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP.
Whether you are a weekend warrior or competing at a high level, you are an athlete with goals, and NovaCare Rehabilitation is here for you with their Select Sports Center of Excellence, which are specialty locations focused on the needs of athletes. So if you're injured, NovaCare is going to help you get back to playing your sport, and they'll also help you prevent injuries from happening. NovaCare is going to prepare you to compete at your highest level of performance. At all Select Sports Center of Excellence, athletes are treated for their specific injury, training needs, and goals. Most importantly, what you're going to find is care provided by sports-specific physical therapists using advanced training and technology. For more than 30 years, NovaCare has long been the trusted Delaware Valley and South Jersey leader in physical therapy, hand therapy, and sports medicine. Select Sports Center of Excellence, just another way NovaCare is meeting your needs. To learn more about Select Sports Center of Excellence, go to NovaCare.com today. Excellence is earned. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
I'm starting to get a little nervous. I mean, I'm getting really excited.
Get a dog.
Really? I know, Ray. I know.
Come on.
I knew somebody was going to say that. So Phil's in Dodgers.
I have a dog and I'm nervous. It's okay.
Are you, James?
Yeah. Like, I'm excited. I'm more excited than nervous. And I do think they will win. Like, I will pick the Phillies to win the World Series, or pick the Phillies to win the series, mm-hmm. Freudian slip there.
Yeah.
But I am incredibly nervous. I think the Dodgers are awesome. Like, the Dodgers, they've won 17 to 22 right now. Yeah. Like, the Dodgers are the Dodgers again. So it's a big time series.
They're in the playoffs for, I think it's the 14th straight year.
I believe it's 13 or 14.
Yeah, something like that. They tied the record. They tied the record that the Yankees with the Joe Torre group had established. Now, obviously, it's easier when you have the wild card, but let's be real. The vast majority of the times they get the division. So.
I think it might have been all of them.
Might have been.
I think it all. I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty sure.
No, the Giants had 100 and something wins.
Oh, you're right.
One year.
There was the 1 year. They lost division with 106 wins. That was the one time they didn't win it.
Gabe Kapler. So, you know, it's a hell of a matchup. The Dodgers were very methodical in their victories against the Reds. I mean, they look like the better team. Okay, let's put it that way, because they were vastly superior.
It reminded me of the Phillies Marlins series.
Sure. Now, are they vastly superior to the Phillies? Of course not. Of course not. But they're both really good. And, you know, we know in a short series anything can happen, and it can happen fast. So best of five starts Saturday. And if you don't know, it starts with a spicy matchup. Christopher Sanchez against Shohei Ohtani. So they're pulling him out. Whoa. And here, because, you know, there were some people that thought he might not pitch at all this year. Then there were some people that thought he might just be only out of the bullpen. Well, they're going. Now, James, he probably won't be able to go seven innings, right? It's not
he
one
went six in his last start. And he went five in the start before that. Like, he's kind of stretched out now.
Okay.
Like,
bring
I don't know that
on.
They'll push him that far.
Right.
But, like, if he's dealing, he'll go six. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to get to something Rob Thompson said yesterday to us. We'll get to that coming up shortly. Let me tell you, this segment on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You cannot count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game. That'd be the Birds. We know that. Every Sunday, all season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. To get started today. All right, 215-592-9494. When you call in, your chance to win. It's a pretty cool ticket here. A pair of tickets. John Legend tickets. It's his Get Lifted 20th anniversary tour, as he'll be in town in November, right around parade day, perhaps.
Did you say these tickets are legendary?
I would sort of say that.
Wow. Sorry, guys. I apologize.
The Dorkazoid. Seltzer's in
so
one of
sorry.
Those Dorkazoid modes. All right,
Philly Red October, baby.
Yeah. So November 5th could be. A parade day. But what we do know is it will be a John Legend in town day at the Met Philadelphia by Highmark. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Here's how you win the tickets today. When you give us a shout at 215-592-9494, answer this question. The best combination of two roles by an actress ever from movies or shows. It can be two movies. It can be two shows. It can be one movie and one show. And let me tell you why I'm getting at this. Because a happy birthday has to go out there to that Lorraine Bracco. I'm rewatching her again. I'm in season four of The Sopranos right now.
She's so good in that.
Phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal.
And it's Karen. She's amazing.
And
as Karen.
Phenomenal is Karen in Goodfellas. And so that would be a pretty notable answer. You know, she was Karen in Goodfellas, and she was obviously Dr. Melfi in The Sopranos. That would be a movie and a show. And that would be up there. Now, do I think there's better answers? I do, but not a ton of better answers. Give us a great one. Give us the best you can think of at 215-592-9494. The best answer, and it can be two movies, two shows, or a movie and a show. Give us the actress with the characters. Best answer is going to win the tickets from the audience. John, what are you thinking?
I remember when Sandra Bullock first burst onto the scene.
The Wildcat.
Speed. It was so exciting. My buddy's
I fell in love with her.
Fiance at the time.
So did Dennis Hopper.
Like Sandra Bullock, and it was like, holy cow. She was everyone felt like they knew Sandra Bullock. It and she really did a great job.
Yeah, it's great. So we're going Speed
and
what?
Speed, and then I guess Blindside because of the Oscar.
By the way, quick ruling, just so everyone knows, same actress can be said twice if you want to shift up the roles. And you can choose, you could say Speed and something else if you think Blindside's not the one. So, all right, Seltzer, give me an actress, give me two roles.
I am not going to take a haymaker, but I'm going to step directly into your wheelhouse right now, Joe. I'm giving you Bonnie Bedelia as Holly Gennaro McLean and a super underrated movie, Barbara and Presumed Innocent. Great role.
Oh, she's great
I loved her.
She's so great in that. It's a great movie,
she
Presumed
Innocent.
We don't ever talk about it.
She punches the reporter, though, in the other
phenomenal
one.
Movie.
And wheelhouse.
Well, that's why I said I was stepping right into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me? almost as wheelhouse as it gets. The thing is, Marky Post is the most wheelhouse. But anyway, all right, Reed, give me an answer here. An actress, two roles.
I'm going to go Kate Winslet.
Yep.
Obviously, Titanic.
Obviously, yep.
Mayor of Easttown.
Yeah.
She was brilliant in that.
Yeah, she was. She was really, really good.
By the way, Task, the new movie.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
I can't stand it.
Oh my God, I love it. You crazy? So I think it's the best show on television.
What don't you like, Rick?
It's relentlessly miserable.
Oh, no, it's a character study. No, yeah. I think it's the best show on television right now.
I don't know about that. I know it's really good.
I think it's phenomenal.
Written by the same guy who did Mare of Easttown, which I think
Brad Inglesby, his name is.
Absolutely better.
All right,
Everyone should watch Task.
Give us a great answer for a combination of two roles, TVs and movies. I'll give you one from about 40 years ago, and they're about as divergent of characters as you can have. Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction was like scary as hell. And Glenn Close in The Natural was the, you know, all-loving former girlfriend of Roy Hobbs who comes to save the day and resurrect his career after he's been messing around with Memo. Look, big answers are out there, all right? Give us a great, because, man, there are big answers for an actress. And some of these go back to childhood when some of them are young. I mean, there's some potential winning answers from some young female actresses. Sometimes they grow into then ultimately older roles. So 215-592-9494. Same actress, two roles. Mix and match as best you can, and you can win the John Legend tickets. We're going to get to something Rob Thompson said yesterday. Let's go to Joe in Mayfair right now. Hi, Joe.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'm not going to keep the negativity up today with the Phillies and the Dodgers, but I say this for about a month. With this core group, if the moment gets too big in game one, you know you're in for a long, short series.
I love how you're not going to keep the negativity going, but then you go, if the moment's too big in game one, it's over!
It's not what I'm saying.
It's kind of what you said, but that's okay.
It's not. Can they match the Dodgers swagger? Can they match their machismo? Can they match going mano a mano against that powerhouse club, starting pitching and their lineup? If they can, they have a shot to win. But you'll know in the first game if they can be that, play the underdog role, even though they're not.
Well, they technically are, Joe. They are now a slight underdog.
I mean, do they have that 93 Phillies go out there, I don't care who's in that jersey, we're going to beat them attitude of being laser focused on each pitch, each at bat, where they don't go fishing, where if Sanchez or any starter gets in a slight jam, are they the moment too big for them? This is going to be the series of all of them if they can get past the last couple of years going out there and beating the Dodgers. If you beat the Dodgers, you can make a run.
No
question. You've already gotten the biggest hurdle out of the way.
Yep.
Sanchez, Ohtani going twice and not knowing who's the game two starter. Has it been announced yet?
Well, no. It has not been. Has not been.
And that is an important thing because whoever pitches game two starts game five.
All right, so Joe, hold on a second. Let me give you our Twitter poll question of the day. You're going to be the first person to weigh in on it. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin, certified one owner, pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs. at ArmandChevy.com. That's ArmandChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Joe, here's the question. If Ranger is fully healthy, remember he got banged up right at the end of the year, but if he's fully healthy, and he probably will be, who should start game two for the Phils? We put him in alphabetical order, Lizardo or Ranger. Who would you pick, Joe?
I'm picking neither.
Aaron Nola?
Yes. And I'll explain. I think, yes, because I want Lizardo pitching game three on the road in L.A.
Really?
So Ranger doesn't get a
Lizardo
start?
Here. I think he's so much better here.
I want Ranger in 2-5. So we got three different answers. Go ahead, Joe. Give me the Nola argument.
My Nola argument is I think Nola can get you four innings, solid four, five innings. When he's on, he's on. If I'm Rob Thompson, I get four out of Nola. I go to Ranger to get me through seven. In both games, Ranger has pitched out of the bullpen. I trust him. That's what I do. I go Nola game 2-5, both at home, not on the road, and I would have him go four, maybe five. Get me Ranger to get me to the end. I don't trust the middle of the bullpen. I trust Ranger in those spots. He's done it before. So Nola get me four, Ranger get me through the seven, and let me go to Strom and Duhon in 8-9.
In short, I just don't like your position at all.
That's okay.
Yeah,
I just think if the way Thompson does his starting pitching, if you're not getting me past six innings in any game, I don't trust in a short series our bullpen at all.
Okay. I'm just wondering when the positive
I'm so confused. Nola's a 6 ERA this year. Like, yeah. Lizardo and – I don't understand your point, Joe, in that Lizardo and Suarez have gone deeper into games this year than Nola has.
And been better.
Yeah, and been better. Like, Lizardo pitching the seven innings multiple times this year. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. He pitched more innings. He pitched longer into games.
That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I do trust Nola pitching four innings and getting him out before he does get into trouble. I trust Ranger in the bullpen.
Okay, so you're saying you trust Ranger out of the bullpen more if you got to pitch. I mean, that's a reasonable
Correct.
Argument.
If
I understand
Nola,
that.
I wouldn't pitch him in two. I would go
three if you're going to pitch Nolan in game. Yo, that way he's not pitching five.
I wouldn't not start Ranger for that reason, but I understand your point. You trust Ranger. No, Johan, I got you. I need an answer,
there's a different point. Let me get my different point real quick. If Nola doesn't have it by the second inning, he's not going to pitch game five. I got Ranger from inning two, three, all the way to the end.
Yeah.
And now I know for game five, I'm going with Ranger.
Okay. You're just switching the order of who starts. I understand. Yes. Joe, give me I don't like it, but I understand. Give me an answer. That's combination of two roles. Who do you got? Actress.
Well, I'm going Judy. I'm going the beginning of actress. I'm going Judy Garland as Dorothy and Judy Garland as Esther in A Star Is Born.
All right, you got it. It's a big answer for sure. I mean, Dorothy's an all-timer, and obviously
seen
she
that version of A Star Is Born.
Yeah, that's the original, I believe.
Yeah, there have been a few.
Yeah, yep. All right, 215-592-9494. So let's also get to some audio of AJ Brown, because like I said, this is really a 50-50 day of Phillies and Eagles. And AJ said a lot yesterday. One of the things is he addressed him in Hurts. I don't know. Believe him if you will. Here's AJ yesterday on him and Jalen Hurts.
You mentioned you talked to Sirianni and Kevin Petullo quite a bit. How about Jalen? Like, what's your chemistry like with Jalen as you guys try to get this fixed?
Yeah, so we're always working to get on the same page. It's not that much of communication because of, like, during the game, I'm not the person that's on the sidelines saying, give me the ball. So I don't understand where people say that he's forcing me the ball because I'm complaining. But and if you ask any of my teammates, I'm probably the quietest one on the sideline. I don't even go to the huddle during the timeouts. You know, I try to let the game come to me, and I don't even tell KP, call this, call that. You know, that's the player I am.
All right. I think he's talking around some stuff. But like I said earlier today, John, I understand why he answered things the way he did. But it's just frustrating when you put a lot out there and then, you know, you're only getting half or quarter. I don't say truth. I'll just say facts. Well, you know what I'm saying?
It's a mixed bag of truth at times, because he really does play selfless brand of football. The way that he run blocks, the way that he gets after it when he's not catching the ball for touchdowns, when he's on the other side of where the read is, you know, like he's not turning his route off. You know, he's running full speed and you know, doing his part to run his defenders away from his teammates and that sort of thing.
Some even questioned, though, and this is the first time I'd heard this after last game, Did he run as hard last game as he typically does? Was he frustrated, and did it affect his route running and whatever?
That's the thing that you can see.
So you think it did affect him?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can start to see when guys get, you know.
Because there's really, if he's.
Where it affects them like it is affecting AJ now.
I mean, for a wide receiver, as best I can tell, there's one of three things or a combination of the three happening when he's not as effective and it's on him. Not like the quarterback sails the ball or offensive line breaks down and you don't get the pass because, you know, the quarterback doesn't have a chance. There's three things with a receiver. Either A, he's physically declining. B, he's a little banged up, able to play but banged up. That would certainly apply to, for instance, Lane Johnson and help me out, the other
Landon
lineman, and Landon Dickerson right now. Like, they're banged up. I don't, you know, it doesn't mean their career is like derailed, but right now they can't be at their best because of some injuries. Is there something like that with AJ? Maybe. And then three is you're just kind of like not trying your absolute hardest because you're frustrated. So, you know, there has been some speculation maybe he has declined. I think that's unlikely. John, I don't want it to be that it was frustrated and it didn't run as hard because he was frustrated, but it's better than he's physically declining. I mean, you know. But it's not good.
Everybody has a bad day at the office, right. But we can't fix getting old.
I can't imagine that he's physically declining.
I can't either.
I am all set. I'm telling you, I'm so excited to watch him tear this league up over the next month, because this will all balance itself out. This is going to be whatever that rift has become between the quarterback and the receiver.
Yep.
It gets made a lot better when guys are winning and succeeding.
But they are winning and succeeding.
Yeah, no, really, that's a good point.
Focus is on their performance together. And I do think that they've proven it before. They're going to air it out. AJ's going to score touchdowns. It's going to be 100-yard games back to back to back to back. And that's great.
We'll say.
No, that's great for this team's offense. I think the jumpstart that the run game's going to need. We have not gotten any part of the offense started, now we needed this nudge. I'm okay with it.
All right, so look, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on the AJ thing. We have another Twitter poll question of the day. This one has been gnawing at me for a couple months because I knew we were going to get to this week and then have to make a decision. And I will tell you, for the first time, I am strongly leaning toward not wearing my Phillies jersey for the Phillies playoff game. And not just jersey, the full Phillies uniform, which I've worn the past three Octobers. I mean, I always wear it on opening day. It's a nice opening day tradition. I think it's been a nice October tradition. But, you know, they've been hitting three brick walls. And not to mention, I mean, I'm like the freaking dorkazoid around town. Oh, walking around my little jersey. I mean, you can't imagine what a freaking tool I feel like, but
I think
suck
you like it
up.
Too, though. You like
it
a little bit.
It gives a little spice.
Yeah.
It's a little spice.
People coming up saying hi.
It's very nice.
Come on.
The vast majority of people are super nice when they see me in that thing. But don't think I don't get a couple comments here and there, okay? I mean, don't.
You mean they're not
James,
pleasant?
And not every, you know, sometimes you're back in sixth grade and people are making fun. You know what I'm saying?
But also got some people who think you might be, you know, like a player.
Yeah.
You're like the same size as Garrett Stubbs. I mean, that's believable. Tell people Garrett Stubbs.
If I was single, I'd be using that to my advantage. All right. All jokes aside, let's get to the poll. Because the poll question is
why are you in uniform and not at the game?
I don't know if you remember. We were down at Chickie's a couple years ago.
I do remember.
I mean, I think this might have been before were in the morning show.
I think it was before. I'm almost positive.
This guy. And the game was coming up in a couple hours. Like, this guy absolutely thought I was a Phillies player.
No, he didn't.
I played along with it for...
How many cocktails did he had?
No, it wasn't. Wow. It was like noon. I was out there for... You know what it was?
Well,
Beat the Hammer.
Oh, okay.
So we were doing a Beat the Hammer. I had to go outside to get away from hearing the answers of the contestants.
He thought you were hanging outside of Chicky Pete's before the game.
Full uniform.
Yeah, it was a Friday. And he thought... I mean, it was really bizarre.
Player did he think you were?
I don't know. Anyway, all right, here's the poll question. I mean, what it says on Twitter, but I'll say here. Should I wear the full Phillies fantasy camp uniform for the Phillies playoff games again? Yes or no? I really am curious where the calls come in on this one because, I mean, to be candid, I have not made up my mind. I am leaning toward not wearing it. I want to do whatever gives the Phillies the best chance. You know, we want to have some fun with it. I don't know. You have, and by the way, life advice with the Hammer today at 9:15. You can get those scenarios in that you need help with. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. I'm telling you, I need life advice on this one. What should I do? All right, Ben Davis joins us next, AMA as well. Phone calls also on a visit, very busy Thursday morning. Tons going on in Philly sports on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. As always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, you know, every Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. And this is, of course, another Thursday, Thursday Night Football tonight. With FanDuel's Thursday touchdown jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. What a deal that is. To get in on this Thursday's action, the game tonight, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown scoring bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last TD of the game, you will win not only your bet, but a share of the bonus bets upwards of $2 million. So find the player that works for you. Lock it in at FanDuel.com/hammer. Do not forget, you can, of course, bet Philadelphia and Los Angeles baseball on Saturday. You can bet Philadelphia and Denver football on Sunday. All these sports, all the leagues, all the game, all available for you at FanDuel.com/hammer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.